Yo, what's good, guys? Back with another Daily Runaround podcast, man. Just me today, Alex, here to give you the fucking goods. Probably like a breaking news podcast, I should say. Anyway, breaking news podcast. My nipples are bleeding. Tory Lanez and Don Q beef. We're going to get into this shit crazy, bro. First of all, I heard Don Q's, this morning, you could call it this, song this morning. It was good, yo. He was throwing crazy shots at Tory Lanez. He was doing it all, man. I was like, I got to give it up to you, Don Q, man. You came with the bars. I'm not Joyner. I would watch out for Joyner. So my first reaction was telling this dude, man, he's got to watch out for Joyner Lucas going to get him. You can't disrespect Joyner Lucas as a lyricist or Tory Lanez as a lyricist, at least now, this day and age, at least. All right, so basically, I'm going to go through the Don Q, Don Queen diss. What a fucking name. Damn, he really called you Don Queen. All right, we're going to play this show. Let's get it.
Don't gotta do that.
You
know what I'm saying?
Don't
cue
together.
Who's that?
Yeah, because they was.
Yo, we only doing this shit once. It get real frightening. You know? I get real disrespectful when niggas get neglectful of what we do over here.
Oh, shit!
High bridge, stand the fuck up.
Yeah. Canada!
Live from the DM, I'm hollering at your BM. We discussing which color casket you about to leave in. I did this shit for no reason, I'm letting rookies battle. But how did I get in this battle with a boogie shadow? Big Apple, New York City, more than pity. How can I beef with a dude only popping in four cities? I made fours with ditties and sat top floors with 50s and now I'm fully open. I played a bully on them, call for your squad, your rescue get decimated. You looking like a Styles P,
man.
Never made it, forever hated on niggas like Boogie and me. Cause we was popping in New York in every hood that you see.
Damn, you think, I don't know Don Q to be hating on A Boogie like that, man. I don't, they're in the same label. Why would he be hating on, I don't know. Let's keep going.
The day you beat me will be the day you see. See hot 9-7 feet and you want loving and they feed me. Don't let these niggas gas you on that podcast to CC. High bridge the label, but only one of y'all on TV. Only one of y'all to see awards and eat with the stars. It ain't really hard to figure out who I'm speaking up for. Now that my foot and knee in the door, let's talk about it. No walking out it. We about to see La Quincy body with the chalk around it.
This man's name's La Quincy. Wow.
I got the full baggage. You drive a Jeep Wrangler, the basic edition. Shit ain't even the full package. Someone tell Quincy I turn beef into mincemeat. Hottest of the century, why did he go up against me? I show niggas love and hatred, niggas wanna throw back. He tempted me but never had this energy for Kodak. You paid Dream Dawg for a feature to get the pussy. And somehow you think you fucking with me. The first night I seen Dream Dawg, I fucked her for free. And now you...
Damn, the first night he saw her, Don Queen. Don Queen, what are we doing?
Walk around like somehow you got one up on me. Nigga, please, this your brother part. This nigga found Soulja Boy, Gucci headband, and wore it in his cover art.
Wow. He really just said, you found Soulja Boy's Gucci headband and wore it in your cover art? That John's dusty, bro. Dusty ass headband.
Why battle with a boogie shadow? Why battle with a boogie shadow? He ain't even a chapter, he ain't even a factor. QP and Bubba touching way more money than them, they ain't even the rappers. It hurts when you kill a nigga you love. Ironic that the salt thrown from the niggas that slugs. Chewing these niggas with no ingestion. I got a real message from my brother Quincy, my nigga, it's time to go get tested. It's a couple hoes in Starless.
Okay, if another man tells you to get tested, he knows something. He be fucking them dirty thoughts. Ah, man, them dirty thought-ass bitches.
I know you infected. You really out here fucking raw with a scrotum infection. And what's worse...
Oh, my God. You really fucking raw with a scrotum infection? Oh, man.
You know it, still you go unprotected. You need to focus on a hit, need to go get a record. See, you can find a dog Q in the whole nigga section. Go get injected with whatever medicine you need to clear up. Cause them pills ain't working for every time it flare up. Yuck, I'ma let you breathe on that. I'm really begging that you think about your physical health. You'll never see your fucking album on a physical shelf. I beat your ass, whip your kid with the belt. You never flipped it to sell. You're not a hustler, your daddy was a customer. I got the info from your baby mama playing info. You drive a form, but them 25.
Guys, yo, niggas, we cannot. Drake said it the best. Do not be pillow talking with the women that are screwing you. Because once they done with you, they're going to tell another nigga, bro. Don't be doing that. Cats don't hang with dogs, bro.
$500 hostess ain't enough for you to pay those rentals. You a shameless mental. Well, my aim is mental. Fuck it. My whole mood, I showed y'all, fuck it. My dick, I done told y'all, suck it. I'll punch your fat ass in your stomach and make everything in it go up it. You wrote a tape for your nigga that died. You made a promise it would pop and that this shit would be live. Hurts that you had to tell my nigga a lie, cause that mixtape flopped and so did your other five. Put the gun aside, my nigga, you ain't the one to shoot. Big guns, nigga, you got locked for a 22. Pussy gotta keep a gun on his waist, cause you little nigga scared to get punched in your face. Jada said it best, Quincy made his bed to rest. Invest in a better vest, better for my case. These bullets rather hit your head than chest. Quit acting like you the mob, you tryna play Gianni. But you got ran out of Amazora and Aviani. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. I got an extra long clip that'll hit your soldiers. My hands shoot like shampoo, hit his head and shoulders. I sent his 9-year-old a Barbie just to send condolence.
Man, Don Q, you better come back at this man like your career depends on it. You can't let this man talk about your fucking kids, your daughter. That's like, fuck that. Nah, bro, you gotta go hard as shit.
Not the money on the head, 40 minutes on stage could put 100 on his head. I made so much millies and hundreds of this bread, I could have the whole high bridge coming for his head. Top floor, Glock stocked in the top drawer by the 38. About to bring LaQuincy Anderson up to the pearly gates. Your daughter just came from turning 8 and taking L's right in front of us. What you trying to perpetrate? All this blood make me regurgitate. Don't let my Bronx niggas move and have to boost up the murder rate. But since we gone here, I let you know I'm here. Because this record right here is about to give you more shine than they boogie ever gave you in your whole career. I spit fire. You from the east side of the Bronx. You just a high bridge dick rider. You mad at my nigga Moolah because it's shit hotter. I know how it feels. Now I'm lying. I don't know how it feels. I just know that everywhere I go, a nigga know I'm supposed to be real. And I don't know how exposing me feel. Fuck, nigga. Just keep it real. I'm only doing this shit with you once.
Yeah, right. All right. I'm going to go into my review of this. Tory Lanez, that shit was a fucking 9 out of 10, bro. You really killed it. It would be a 10 out of 10, but I don't know. In my personal opinion, I don't think you could talk about people's moms, wives, or kids. I just feel like that's like taking it to there. You don't want to go to that place, bro. You killed Don Q. Don Q had a good diss song, but I don't know. Tory Lanez just came in for the crazy kill. Tory Lanez also talking to JID on Twitter about, like, they're going to be this and next. I don't even fucking know. But this is Tory Lanez, Don Q shit's crazy. Whew, man, not as good as the Joyner. Actually, you know what? I want to see if Don Q responds. And I want to see if Tory Lanez responds again, because he says he's not going to respond again. But you know these fucking people be like, yeah, I'm not going to respond. And then Don Q drops the fucking song of his life. Fucking my man, go call up A Boogie. Go call up everybody. Just kill Tory Lanez. Try to kill him. If not, I don't know. I don't think your career can come back from this. Definitely drop a song, though, man. Always capitalize on this free publicity, bro. But yeah, man, guys, that's all I got. Sorry it's a quick 8-9 minute podcast, but I'm trying to get this fucking emergency news out. Again, I'm going to try to do these podcasts regularly, at least 2 times a week. Have full episodes, talk about some real shit. I want to get this thing popping. Thank you guys for tuning in. Follow me on Instagram, at Alex Catchambrone. Same thing as Twitter and Facebook. That's at Alex, last name C-A-T-R-A-M as in Mary, B-O-N-E. Yes, I just said M as in Mary, like a dickhead. All right, guys, thank you for tuning in to the Daily Runaround. Peace.